In the humble village of Stabroek, Belgium, in 1855, a girl was born into poverty and hardship. Her name was Catharina Joanna Fingerhut, affectionately called Trinke. From her earliest years, suffering and sacrifice would mark her life. Yet, it was within this suffering that many believed God's mysterious hand was at work. Trinke lost her parents young. She left school, worked where she could, and carried silently the heavy burdens of life. But hidden in her frailty was a heart attuned to God, a heart that longed for prayer and union with Christ's passion. After falling gravely ill, Trinke became bedridden, and then something astonishing began to happen. On Fridays at noon, she would appear to die, her body lifeless, her breath gone, yet 3 hours later, she would revive. This mystery repeated itself, echoing the very passion of Christ, who died at noon and surrendered his spirit at 3. People traveled from Brussels and beyond to witness these Friday deaths. Some came sick in signs, others with faith in God's presence in this young woman's suffering. A sanctuary was built, devotional items were sold, and pilgrims prayed near a bedside. For some, Trinke's life became a living reminder of Christ's sacrifice. But with devotion came controversy. Concerns arose that curiosity and profit were overshadowing faith. Trinke was asked to live quietly, to avoid spectacle, and to embrace her suffering in hiddenness. And so the crowds dwindled, and she retreated once more into silence with God. In February of 1932, Trinke Fingerhut died for the last time. Her long journey of mystery and suffering came to an end. 10 years later, when a grave was opened at her own request, no remains were found. Another sign that left people with more questions than answers. Though never raised to the altars, Trinke's story lingers in memory and devotion. She is remembered as a mystic whose life reflected Christ's passion in a mysterious way. To others, she remains a symbol of faith amidst suffering, a reminder that God chooses the weak to reveal His strength. Today, those who recall her name remember a young Belgian woman who, through her trials, pointed hearts towards the cross and whose mystery continues to stir faith, wonder, and prayer. Trinke Fingerhut, pray for us.